second period or the second period, maybe on a long shift, we got trapped out, and then there's an icing, and you can't change your players when you have an icing, and I elected to use it. So you'd like to have it for the end of the game, maybe, if you need it in a certain situation. But, so maybe two would be good.
Next question, and this is about your looks like about the power play. It said, how do you decide who plays on the power play? It says, rarely does Tech move the puck around on a 5-on-4. You have guys on the power play with 1 point on the year, others with 5 career points, and your leading goal scorer and arguably the best player so far this season is sitting on the bench.
Well, I don't know who they're referring to as our best player in the season sitting on the bench, but we are 14th in the country in our power play, so we're starting to make some progress. I think you have to take everything with a grain of salt. We've played 9 road games, and it's tough. You're not going to get maybe as many power plays or as many good looks, but I think that's come a long way, and there's a few things that go into that. Obviously, you have a setup or a structure. And you have to do a couple of things. You have to understand what you want to try and accomplish on the power play, and then who can play to those positions, and or you have to build a power play around the guys you have. So you have to be careful there. So, but we have a basic structure that we have, and then we just want to make sure we put players in those positions who can play there. The other part that goes into it is penalty killing and power play, and you have to be careful with, you have to get everybody involved in the game, especially the way early it was called. Now, as late, it's not as bad, not as many power plays, so you're not burning out guys who are doing both, but you have to have a structure, so you have one player who might be able to, you might be able to use him on the power play, but he's so valuable penalty killing, you have to determine, you know, where you're going to use him. So, and I think I know the player he's referring to, but as like I said, as a coaching staff, you look at the big picture. You're just not looking at numbers or one guy per se, and you're trying to get everybody involved. And our power play will be good. It'll be better. We'll try to get to the top 10 like we were last year, and I think we're going to get there, especially now that we get our younger guys playing in some of those situations and getting better.
This season, there are 83 Division I NCAA players from overseas, in particular 24 from Finland,
right,
and more than there's ever been.
Yep.
And many of them were recruited directly from the Finnish Junior League. How does one go about recruiting overseas, and does Michigan Tech put forth any effort in this area?
We do. You know, we had a couple Finnish kids up here last year. We did not get either one of those. So we've been active in recruiting. I've said that many times, and, you know, the word's out that we would like to get, you know, preferably Finnish kids, you know, if they're Swedish or something else, that's great. But I think it would be fantastic to get a couple Finnish players up here. And we're currently eyeing a couple right now. And we haven't gone to Finland in the last couple years, but we do have some people on the ground that we know very well that have recommendations. And then a lot of them will come over here and play in the junior leagues. And I saw one this summer. I went down to Plymouth to see a young man who's playing in a junior league here. And, you know, we'd love to get him, but we're in a little bit of a battle to get the young man. So that's part of it. But we will end up with a Finnish player here or two in the future. You can mark my word on that.
This one says, Coach Mel, when the Huskies are shorthanded, do you give the players the green light to jump into offensive rush situations, or are there times you warn them ahead of time to stay back and play it safe?
Well, both, yes. We don't mind them getting up involved in the play, but we don't want them to get trapped and give the opposition an outnumbered rush coming back. So that's the key. We usually let our players go offensively, but you know, there's certain criteria that, you know, that's fine, you can go up, but, you know, here's A, B, C, D, you know.
Check
it off. You know, just play it smart. You know, play it smart. And we've got smart players, so we give them the freedom to get involved offensively, even shorthanded.
Well, Mike Neville and Dylan Stamo with 2 great power shorthanded goals last week.
Yeah, no question. So there you go. So that answers that, and we'll have more.
Here's your next question. Can Coach comment on the play of the freshmen so far?
You know, I've been encouraged. I think it's taken a little bit of time for them to find their way for the most part as a group, but we'll start with Net. You know, it took Angus a while to get going. I think right from the get-go, he might not have been as ready as we would have liked, but you never know. You know, sometimes they don't look maybe as comfortable in practice as you would like, but when they get in the games, they're pretty darn good, and you have to be careful in that situation. But I think Angus has come along nicely. You know, he's going to have his moments, but at this point, he's playing well. on defense. Mitch Rehnke has played extremely well for us. You know, we missed this first game also. We did not play him the first night. And because of his ability, we had to find someone to get him in the lineup. And that has prompted us to move Chris Leibringer up. And Chris has done a nice job there for us, you know, three goals. And Mitch has done a real nice job on the point, you know, in all situations. We have Todd Killinen, who's another defenseman. He is not yet to get in the game, but he's getting better and better every week. And he's a young man who was just coming here to Tech and go to school. He did not train this summer for hockey or anything, and it put him a little bit behind. But Todd's a really nice young man, and he's made really good strides. So do you want me to go through them all? Dirk is just in a group.
Up to you.
Yeah, you know, Alex Smith, I think, was the most ready from the start as freshman goes. A little bit older, had a phenomenal year in junior hockey. He's really good on faceoffs for a freshman. He's 11-3 here on the weekend, and he's, you know, chipping in offensively. I think Chris Gary's made really good strides too. I mean, you can see the confidence in handling the puck and trying to create some things. And you know, we got him on some special teams. He's doing a nice job for us. I think Tom Beretta's making strides. He's in and out a little bit, but that's because of our depth. We want to keep all guys involved in the game. You know, who else do we have up front? You know, we haven't played a lot of them, but those three are the guys who played on Saturday night. So I think you're going to start to see other guys, too. I'd like to get Eric Peterson. He couldn't play the first four games because of an NCAA technicality. And, you know, he's chomping at the bit to play, but we've got to just keep him working. And then, obviously, Ray Bryce adds some speed and some strength, and you know, and Ray, they all can play in games. There's no doubt about that. I feel confident we can plug anybody in at any moment and play. It's just we got to put a lineup and can only dress somebody every night. So they'll wait their opportunities and they continue to work hard. And what I really like is their attitudes. They've got great attitudes, and we haven't, you know, in practice they've continued to work hard and push guys to get in the lineup, and that's what you like to see. So I really like the group, and I think they've made really good strides.
What about recruiting, Coach? They're asking, is recruiting finished for this year, or is there more to go?
Oh, no, it's constant. So I know I talked to Sean last night. He wants to bring a couple guys in this weekend. So it's constant, and Joe was out on the road this weekend. So we usually take one assistant coach when we're on the road and the other guy goes recruiting because, as you know, there's games. The signing date, the national signing date for ice hockey Division I is this Wednesday. That's the initial day that they can sign their letter of intent and scholarship, and that runs for a week and a half. So we plan on signing a few players coming up on Wednesday. So I don't know if we'll be able to talk about that next Monday, but we'll get to that once we get all the letters in and set a date where we can talk about our recruits.
Next question. There has been much said about the prolific offense of Lake State. We play defense well. In fact, when we play as a team, we're very hard to we are very hard to come close to. Any changes for this week?
I don't think so, no. You know, we've been without Brent Baltus and Alex Gillies for a little bit here. So I ran into Brent this morning. He looks good. He's anxious and excited, you know, which I knew he would be to get back in. So we've got a few bumps and bruises from the weekend. I thought it was our most physical weekend. And you know, we've been on the road for a while now, so it starts to take a little bit of a toll on you. But I like our team. And here's where you have to be careful as far as how much the workload and the bumps and bruises, you know, you give them extra day off to heal from those. So, but no, we're in pretty good shape. So I don't think we'll change anything because we're playing. What you like to do is you set a style that you play, a standard of play, and you try to play up to that standard every weekend. So obviously you make little lineup changes, but we're not going to change our philosophy, you know, our forecheck or how we break the puck out, or, you know, you might make little tweaks on the PK or the power play, but not anything dramatic, no.
So Baltus should be good to go this week?
Well, he should be. He's day-to-day. He looked good this morning. You know, he's biting and chomping at the bit to get out there. So, but we don't want to rush guys either. I mean, he probably could have played this weekend, and we gave him the extra weekend off to make sure he's feeling good for our league games for this 10-game stretch here.
All right, more of your questions, and we'll talk more about Lake State and the big series coming up when we return on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts.